Last month, I got to take a trip to Rome, and there's some beautiful churches in Rome, some awesome architecture, awesome artwork. When you go, you can feel and experience the presence of God. There was one church I visited that made an impact on me. It's called Santa Maria de Concezione, St. Mary's of the Conception. Those of us who are on a first-name basis with that church, we call it the Bone Church. And if you ever heard about it, you ever seen it, what makes it unique and why they call it the Bone Church is because there are over 4,000 Capuchins who are buried there. And they're not just buried in traditional ways. They're buried with their bones in the chapel as the artwork in the chapel. Okay, I was there, and there were some college girls from California, and they're like, this is like so totally weird. And they're right, it is weird, because you go in and you see the skulls, and you see the femurs, and the ribs, and the shoulder blades, and the jaw bones, and it's all decorated on the altar and in the chapel. And it can be spooky, especially when you walk in and there's a big sign that says, where you stand now, we once stood. And where we lie now, you once will lie. That's a pretty powerful image, but it gets us to think about death. And what I really appreciate about the Capuchins in that chapel is that they make a statement. They say, we are not afraid of death. And they're right, because as Christians, we have nothing to be afraid of. In the first reading today, we heard from the Book of Wisdoms that the souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no torment shall touch them. And that's what we believe in everlasting life. So you see, today the church celebrates All Souls Day. We remember all of our brothers and sisters that have gone before us. All of the people that we know that hopefully they're with God forever in heaven. And our Lord tells us, don't be afraid of death. Because by our baptism, we have already died to this world so that we could rise with Christ in eternal glory. That we are His sons, we are His daughters, we are His beloved children. And He wants to make sure that nothing's going to happen to us. Nothing bad anyway. And that's why we bring our hearts to Him. That's why we say, Lord, help us not be afraid of death. Help us not be afraid of what comes in the next world. Because if we are to believe what Jesus said, if we are to believe in our hearts by faith, that we know that heaven's an awesome place. Awesome place. In the Eucharistic prayer today, we're going to pray that we pray for our brothers and sisters who have died, that they may go to that place where every tear is wiped away. For on that day we shall see our God as He is. That's our prayer. That's our prayer every single time we celebrate the Eucharist. That's our prayer every time we come before God and say, Lord, we need You. Lord, we're nothing without You. We come before the Lord because we need Him. We need His love. We need His mercy. We need His presence. We need Him to give us hope because there are so many things about this world that don't give us hope, that weigh us down, that suffocate us. And our Lord tells us, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you carry that. I'm going to walk with you on that journey. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because I'm with you. And He says today, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of death. Don't be afraid of death because what comes after this world is amazing. It's awesome, and we are so blessed that our God has called us to be His sons and daughters. We're so blessed that He has called us with the promise of everlasting life. And so we ask the Lord to continue to guide us on this life's journey, that we may open our hearts to receive His glory, that we may follow after Him in whatever He's asking us to do with our lives. I said at the beginning of Mass, I'm Father TJ. My job is the vocation director for the Archdiocese. Now, some people say, oh, that means you come out and you tell us that we should all be priests and nuns. Okay, that's not what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is that God has a plan for each and every one of you. And God has a plan for some people to be priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And that's my job. When it comes to vocations, my job is to help young people understand what it is that God's calling them to do with their lives. I'm here today because you are kicking off your Vocation Awareness Week. Here at the parish, we are starting a program called Call by Name. And what that means is that I need your help. I'm the vocation director for the entire archdiocese. I'm the only priest in the archdiocese whose main job is to go out to parishes and schools and youth groups and young adults and tell them, hey, you should think about giving your life in service to God. So I need your help. and this is how you can help me. At the back of the church, there's a box, and next to that box are pieces of paper. And this is what I need you to do. I need you to pray. I need you to ask God to reveal to you some young people from this parish that you think would be good priests, brothers, sisters, or nuns. If there are any young people here in the parish that are not married, that you think would be awesome priests or nuns, that have the great gifts, the great skills that would make good priests, good nuns, you write their name down on that piece of paper. If you know their contact information, that'd be helpful. And then you put it in the box in the back. And the committee's going to gather these names. They're going to call these young people. And they're going to say, young people, other people from this parish recognize you, good gifts. Gift of holiness. Gift of kindness. Gift of love. Gift of prayer. And we're asking you to consider thinking about a vocation to the priesthood or religious life. I don't have to sit up here and tell you how dire the situation is. How many fewer priests and nuns we have now than we did decades ago. I don't have to tell you that there's really only two healthy priests here on the island to serve the needs of the people of Galveston. I don't have to tell you how much we need priests and nuns to continue the service of the Lord. And that's why I need your help. I need your prayers. I need you to think about young people from this parish, young people you know on the island, that you think would be good priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns, and encourage them. And the reason like this is so effective is because when I was a kid, my pastor made the same call. He said to the people of the church, he said, if you know any young people from this parish you think would be good priests or nuns, you tell them. Like 50 people came up to me after Mass and said, TJ, we think Father's talking about you. And guess what? I'm a Catholic priest today. You see, my friends, priests and nuns, they don't grow on trees, right? I can't go out to a priest field or a priest nun tree, right, and pick the priest up. No, they come from your churches. They come from your families. They come from our churches, our local church, and that's why we are praying. Praying that young men and women may answer that call to serve the Lord. I've been a priest now for about 5.5 years, and I love it. I can't think of anything I can do with my life that would be more fun than being a priest of Jesus Christ. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fulfilling than bringing hope, than bringing peace, than bringing the love of Jesus Christ to the people of God. So I ask you, please, please pray. Please pray and ask God to reveal to you young people from this parish, young people from your families, young people that you know that you think would be good priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns, and invite them. Invite them to open their hearts to serve God. As we continue today in prayer, as we celebrate this Eucharistic banquet, we ask the Lord to give us a little sliver of the experience of the heavenly banquet. Because we know that heaven is much more awesome, much more amazing. And this is just a little taste of that life to come. We also pray today for our loved ones, our brothers and sisters, our family members that have gone before us. We pray for them that they are standing forever with our God. And we long for that day. We long for that day when our God will call us home to be with Him forever in heaven, so that we can spend eternity with the God whom we love, and with the people that we love.